See, you're where I am. I can't get over the hump that you don't need to download music and put it on your computer. You can stream it on Spotify and all that crap, and I don't know.
You're going to need to get on Spotify.
No, I am on Spotify, and it's like $15 a month, but I don't.
Because what's going to happen is you're going to need to make a playlist when we talk about songs, and we can put them on there, and
people can download.
People can follow your playlist that you make public.
That's really cool. You would do really,
and that can literally.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's Chick listening to?
You guys didn't hear that?
That ticking sound? Yeah.
What about now? A year now?
No. Oh, it's Chick just tapping his phone like an old person.
Oh.
Say that a lot, will you? That really helps.
What? Like you're an old person?
My favorite old person.
Is that mic good?
That might be even worse.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good. It feels
good.
Guys,
once again.
Feels good.
Jeff. Jason.
No?
Yes.
I am so fucked.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Would you knock it off?
Yeah, it's okay.
Remember when you play a song, please make sure it's about half volume on your phone.
Half volume on my phone? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've done this.
All right.
Let's do this.
We've done this. Let's do this. Oh, that sounds good. Hi. Welcome to the Off the Air Podcast. I'm your host, Chick. That's your other host, Jess. That's your other host, Jeff.
Yep.
What up? And that's your other host, Jason.
Those are some official titles you're throwing out there.
We're the four-headed monster. He's talking about that ass, though.
What kind of monster would we be?
The Hydra.
Yes, the Hydra, four-headed.
Just like Captain America.
Everybody, Hydra. Party. Oh, I have Bob Schneider news. Remind me. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can really sing when I'm drunk. Oh. All right, welcome back to the Off the Air Podcast. Hey, tell other people that we're doing this, will you? Chick McGee has a podcast with Jess and Jason and Jeff. You guys are all Jeffs.
I know. I feel like it's my childhood all over again.
Yeah, there was.
We're all Jays. We're not all Jeffs.
We're all Jeffs.
Jessica, Jessica, Jason,
Jeffrey.
Jordan, Jeffrey. No, what's your childhood?
Oh, mine is.
Joshua.
Do you want me to go cousins or just siblings?
Oh, cousins too.
Yeah, and then there's the one rogue family that's Brittany, Brandy, and Brooke. They went bees. Yeah.
Damn.
I know, but the rest of us is John Ryan. Jessica.
And there's a lot of Johns, too. John Ryan, John Mark.
Yeah. John Ryan, Jessica, Jeremy, Jamie, Lynn, Jamie Sue, Jenny Lynn, Josh.
Jordan.
Yes. Oh, man. I don't know. There's a lot. Justin. There's Justin.
There's a Justin in there, too?
Yeah. There's a lot. But mine are Jessica, Joshua, Jordan, Jennifer. Yeah.
You're Jeff, and what's your brother's name?
Scott.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not. it's not Scottry, it's just
no,
Scott.
No, just Scott. One time, my brother went up to my mom and was like, I don't like my name. Why would you name me that? And my mom goes, would you rather be named Jeff?
Wait a minute. Were you standing right there?
No. Yeah, I heard about the second.
Did your brother? Did Scott tell you that?
And Scott go, yeah. And my mom, they told me the story together, and she agreed to it, and it was.
So she had those two names chosen, whether she liked them or not.
Yeah.
And see, that seems like a motherfucker comment to me, because your brother would tell you that, and then that deserves looking at him and go, motherfucker.
But like, name one cool Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon.
That's kind of, but
no,
he's
not cool.
The mustache put him out.
Let's just go on recognition.
Jeff
alone.
Dunham.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
he plays with puppets.
I bet he has a really big house.
The comic book guy from The Simpsons, his name is Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
He's a weirdo.
He's Jeff?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was Matt.
I think it's Jeff.
It's Jeff.
Matt Groening?
Oh, no. The guy who, he's like, worst story ever.
Yes, that guy.
Oh, the comic book story. Yeah.
I love him. Not a writer. Yeah.
He talks like this.
See,
Worst podcast ever.
I'm with you on that. If his name's Jeff, they know something.
Yeah.
The Simpsons writers.
They're geniuses.
Yeah.
However,
Jeff.
Jeff, G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff. That's Geoff.
Jeffrey. Were you ever a Jeffrey?
No.
No, he's just Jeff.
Are you Jeff on your birth certificate?
Yeah, just Jeff on my birth certificate. Yep.
You didn't know that?
That's the second stupidest birth certificate I've ever heard. I was talking about the other one, the first one this morning.
Who was it?
Well, instead of it's a name that you would think would have an I at the end, have a Y at the end.
Oh.
But they put an I at the end on her birth certificate. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Is it a girl named Tony with an I? I hate that.
Close.
I have cousin. So I have an Uncle Anthony, and then there's.
Oh no! You guys aren't going to believe this. Is this Anthony and Tony?
I have an uncle. Yeah, I have an Uncle Anthony, and then he has a son, and that's little Anthony, I guess.
And the Imperials?
That makes sense.
And then
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. And then his daughter's name is Tony.
Tony, right?
Yeah.
It's so funny this is all coming around because our friend Gray Matter Splat,
right, Mike, mm-hmm.
sent an email a tweet today referring to this exact thing.
When
he worked at Discovery Zone?
Yes. Oh, and he had a party with Jeff George.
A famous Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff,
yeah.
Jeff George. Uh-huh. And the son's name was Jeff.
Yeah.
But they
assume.
Yeah, because they called him Baby Jeff. The baby, they called him Baby Jeff.
They really called him Baby Jeff?
Not little.
Just Baby
not
Jeff.
Not Junior.
Baby Jeff.
Baby Jeff.
I like Baby Jeff. I'd prefer Baby Jeff over just Jeff.
Hey, whatever happened to Sweet Baby Angel? Is that reparable? Do you think we could...
We can bring it back.
We can
recycle the name.
Who said that?
He's Sweet Baby Angel with some lady he met backstage.
Oh, no, that girl's dead. She's dead to me. Oh, not
okay.
Literally
no,
dead.
No. Okay, I know she was dead, but given recent...
availability.
they played soccer
is she back?
Together.
Sweet Baby Angel?
No.
Oh.
Sweet Baby Angel? What did Sweet Baby... Think about this for
a second. Okay, look, Chick has a lot of sympathy for this girl just because of the nickname you gave her.
Did Sweet Baby Angel do anything worse than Puppy Mom?
No. I don't know if we can talk about it.
Go, if you want to talk about it.
As long as you don't mention names, we can talk about anything.
Me talking about it on this podcast when I was drunk playing cards.
Oh.
Her boss heard it and told the office. And she's like, why would you tell the office? I was like, I didn't tell the office. I told the OTA podcast.
Yeah.
Which is like... thousands and thousands
world.
Of more people than your office.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, no. Our good friend Diane Gallagher sent me a message on Facebook.
I got to mail that box, son
you
of a...
still haven't mailed it.
No.
But she said, hey, best friend I've never met. I actually haven't listened to that podcast yet, but my friend Craig had listened and he told me.
Okay.
Oh. So let me get this straight.
Sweet Baby Angel.
You had No. You had virtually all of last week off.
Yes.
And you couldn't mail a package.
Mm-mm.
No. I didn't get the package until...
Saturday?
No, yesterday.
Monday. No, the day before yesterday.
Oh, okay.
What day did we go to Costco? Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It came post-vacation.
But...
I'm working now.
Okay. Man. Oh, you're working, baby.
I'm back to the grind.
The post office up here is open 24 hours a day.
No. I literally...
The one on the square?
The circle?
Whatever
it is. What I want to do and how I want to do it and...
No, you don't say another word.
When I do mailings for T-shirts, there's just a little... Yeah, you weigh it. Mm-hmm. You
don't have to communicate with anybody, and he
absolutely.
Loves stuff like that.
I love that.
No, I mail my T-shirts out at that one, and I tried to go to the one in Irvington.
On Bash? Mm, oh, no.
You can't go to the east side or something like that.
The lady there had so much sass, and mm-hmm. I loved it, but we got in an argument over how big a package was.
Was it in an unofficial?
If it's less than 3/4 of an inch, it's still an envelope.
Yes.
And I tried to tell her, this is just an envelope. She's like, no, it's a package. It's an envelope. Mm-hmm.
See, I cut out all that. I say it's a package. I think it's like 50 cents more if you say it's a package.
I don't have that kind of money. I don't have Chick McGee money right now.
Oh, well, you're going to.
Chick McGee's about to not have Chick McGee money.
Here's the thing. But luckily, I've saved wisely. So. No, remember last podcast and we emailed Bob Schneider and asked him his
during
middle
the podcast.
Name.
We did.
Yeah.
And he almost.
He barely missed being on the
podcast. He did email me back and we asked him one question.
Actually, two podcasts ago.
Yes. I said, what is your middle name? And I can't wait to see you in Chicago because Jason and I are going to Chicago.
When are you going to Chicago?
June
24th or 25th, whichever one. We haven't decided.
He has two nights there in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you two are more than welcome.
We could go.
Accompany us.
We could go.
We're going to go to that one concert.
We are?
Yeah.
Are
July 21st at Rathskeller? No, what?
No. We're going to that one concert on July 23rd, June 23rd.
Which one?
Well, that's great, because Bob's the next two nights, so you can make
which
both.
One's June 23rd?
Oh, okay. All right, good. Perfect.
Why don't we just move to Chicago?
I'm lying.
Oh,
there's
sorry.
An idea.
Jeff and
anyway.
I are going to a concert.
Schneider, Bob emailed me back, and he said, hey, good to hear from you. Mm-hmm. See you in Chicago. My middle name is, are you ready? Linwood.
Is that not the best middle name you've ever heard?
Oh, he's joking,
so
right?
No.
Linwood, that's like a... That's a name
community.
Of a it's a community. It's a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Robert Linwood Schneider.
It's beautiful.
I think that's where he was conceived, perhaps.
Mm.
Will you?
The post office
down.
I go to is was called Linwood Post Office. It's on Linwood.
What?
Oh my
I gosh. Think he was conceived in my post office that
you
I go
guys,
to.
Guys, I'm telling you, this like the universe.
Right over here?
It is
so.
The universe is really fucking with me lately.
Today, Chick was talking about. They were talking about what's her face. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
I was on Twitter looking at Coldplay the moment he was talking about
it's
it.
It's weird.
It, when
there's
it
weird,
came up.
Weird stuff.
No
but
joke.
You know what? That kind of stuff and deja.
I love it.
I love it too.
I have
told that
you
kind
many,
of
many times. I'm psychic.
No, you're not. There's psychotic. That kind of,
I knew psychotic. You were going to say that.
That kind of stuff and deja vu, that when things line up like that, that's just the universe telling you you're on the right path. You're in the right place right now. Did you know
oh,
that?
Well, no wonder it happens every day
every
to me.
Every day.
Does everyone else hear, and do you guys hear the lawnmower yeah. running outside?
I do. We were worried about that hum, but now it's just a yeah. lawnmower outside.
All right, everybody be quiet so we can get it.
I can hear it. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
I don't know if I'm just hearing
we need
it.
To, we need to name the studio here. Ooh. At Shea Chick.
I keep calling it Chick's Closet, but I don't think
well,
that's a good
Well, it looks
idea.
Like a no. closet.
Well, it is a closet. That's why. It's a cloffice.
We need to do some stuff with these
closet.
Corners. I do like that. Hey, this is vaulted ceiling.
It is.
I like
this is
it.
Fancy.
That actually helps.
See, here's if
it
I'm
does?
Here, if I'm here more than 6 more months, there's something askew. Okay.
Okay.
That's
okay.
my problem. So right. Maybe we shouldn't name it. Maybe we should just wait.
No, because down in the future... You want to look back and be able to go, oh, remember in the that yeah. way we know where you're talking
remember,
about.
Remember in the...
And I was told my spirit animal, I was just told this today, my spirit
okay, but
animal
you guys,
is that term.
No,
is
here's
a
what
bear.
No, what happened so was, is Chick says he really likes to be at his... He's totally comfortable being in his home from like a Friday afternoon...
By myself.
Until Monday morning when he has to go back to work by himself. He's totally fine
and
with it.
And Jeff will back me up on this. It's also football season.
Mm-hmm.
During those months.
Yeah,
so.
And so it kind of breaks it up a little bit.
Right.
But here's the thing. So I said, he said, is there something wrong with that? Because I can't do it in the summer. Summer, I want to
no,
be
no,
places.
I do it,
I'd rather
but
be places.
I like it a lot less.
Yes. And I said, I think that your spirit animal is a bear and you like to hibernate in the winter.
I think that's fair.
I think mm-hmm. it is.
I think that's absolutely fair.
But I think everybody's
always,
that way.
Yeah. It's all of a sudden I see my name. I don't see my neighbors for like 4 months.
Right.
And March, April like comes that? Out, and they're like, hey,
mm-hmm.
how was your winter?
Am I just
I mean,
being,
it's literally like that.
Am I just mm-hmm. being normal? Is that right?
I can't have a beer in my cul-de-sac anymore without thinking of Pat Carlini because
God.
Of you. So thanks for that. I appreciate it.
I just do what I can uh-huh. when given the opportunity.
I think I'm going to go to Pat's house. I want to see this. I want to witness it. I want to be a part of it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay, if you're going, we're all going.
Then we should just crash it.
Let me tell you something.
Do you know where she lives?
Yep.
And you hate her husband still?
That hate's a strong word. I mean, he's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No. The older you get, the more you realize it's like anything. It's like, wow, I didn't think I was in love until, wow, I didn't know I hated that guy. I didn't know. I didn't hate that guy at all. I met that guy. That's
who I
you
hate.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all perspective.
Perspective, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that God knows everything. He's just been around a really long time.
I just think, you know, it's life is kind of like the chart, the top 100, top 40 chart. There's always shifting and moving
sure.
in mm-hmm. it. And so some of these things drop out of the top 10.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time in my life, and the person you're talking about,
I'm sorry.
I was really like, oh my God, I cannot spend another minute around that guy.
Yeah, but do you know that there's that how often I'll not even know a person exists and then somebody will say his name from the his or her name from the past and you're like, oh, and you tell this absolutely horrible story about this person and how they wronged you and I've never knew they existed. That's weird. I mean, I guess it's just weird that, I mean, obviously all of us, where we are right now is where we are right now, but the whole entire lives that we had prior to meeting each other.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's silly and it's obvious, but when you meet someone, you're like, yeah. And especially, I know I've only known you for like 2 years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Jeff, I've only known for 2 years. Worked with Jason in 04?
Yeah.
04?
04. Yeah. Solid 05, 06,
right.
07.
Yeah, there. Yeah. So, and then you.
Hi.
You,
son of a gun.
Yeah, for like since I was an intern. But you were there when I was an intern.
Yeah, so it was, was that 04 or 03?
No, 02.
02. So, yeah. Yeah, we've known each other. Which is what's fun with Jeff. Jeff's going to learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's only known us for about 3 years.
Well, how old were you in 02?
12. Yep.
See. Okay.
I have a 12.
Can I step in here? What you guys, you two, you especially,
what you
Jessica,
are to him, I am to him, and he's to me.
Yeah. Kind of.
What you're
it's the
feeling?
The circle of fucking life.
What you're feeling right now is what I feel with everybody all the time. It's like, my God, because in 1981, you were born. And my father died in 1981, and I was working at my third radio job in 1980. I had been on the radio for 5 years in 1981. Yeah.
Is that Sunny? Is she mowing the grass?
We're going to need an on-air light outside the window here.
Do you want me to go out and yell?
You know what? If I know things the way I know things, I bet she knows we're recording.
Listen,
no, she doesn't.
Here's the thing. This happened on a recent Marin podcast.
They're mowing grass? Because he's in his
garage. Stopped. He didn't stop the podcast. He literally went out, and his neighbor had the...
oh, yeah, he
had
said,
a, had,
hey,
a, had a wind...
Leaf blower. We're recording
going to town.
In here.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
Morty! Yeah, whatever he said. Exact same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think
it adds a little
Do you think
texture.
We could have Obama on our podcast?
No.
I mean, after he's out of office.
I don't know. He does about every show, so it's possible.
I don't know. I hope he's... I hope he comes on here and, like, smokes the ganja with us.
We're going to have to... We're going to need
After he's out of office.
I just want to see what happens around him. Mm. I'm fascinated
don't
by the
you
whole
guys
system
think, though,
around.
And I get in trouble every time I say this publicly because you know what I'm going to say.
No, but I can
think
guess.
I think
one of five
as
things.
Time passes, and I don't consider myself a Democrat or a Republican. I really don't. But I think as time passes, Obama is going to be considered one of the best presidents we've ever had.
Because why?
Because he's fucking smart, and
I know a lot of smart people.
Yeah, but
you're smart.
There's a reason that smart people don't want to be president.
Sure.
Because they get their teeth kicked in every morning.
So why would you want to be a president? If you're as smart as you're claiming he is, why would he want to be president?
I don't know. Is it ego?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Might be ego.
I feel like when did he become president? 2008?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like times have changed a lot from 2008 to 2016.
He's been in office during some pretty substantial change,
Because the iPhone came out in 2007, and I feel like the iPhone changed the entire game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Things are so much different because of the iPhone.
Did anybody else have the first iPhone? I know you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, I did.
You had the first iPhone?
Yeah. Well,
no,
I'm going
to
say
I know you did it.
Second or... Yeah, you were right there. Right?
Yeah, no, I know you didn't. I tried to talk you into it for about 2 years.
Yes, you had an iPhone forever on the tour.
I had the first iPhone. Yeah, I had
you had the first iPhone.
Mm-hmm, it did. Yeah.
And all that did was make calls. I mean,
yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
It pretty much didn't do...
I plainly remember...
At the time, taking decent pictures, that was the best.
Really?
Yeah, that was the best.
Okay. I plainly remember getting a Motorola StarTAC.
Yeah, that was a good phone.
The plastic one with the plastic, and it was a great
It looked
analog,
like it was from the future.
And I remember reading an article like 2 or 3 days after I got my first Motorola StarTAC, and you know, in Europe, they have what's called a smartphone. And they can do all
I've
of this stuff.
I always hated that term.
Smartphone?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
And I never thought it would reach us, but here we are. Can you imagine? Because I recently got an iWatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, in the next week or maybe the next month, I'll think, how did I ever live without the iWatch? But right now, I'm just discovering what it's doing, and like it taps me on the wrist when I get a text and stuff. I mean, it's really cool, and it keeps track of my heart rate, things like that, which is cool.
How about this? If it detects that your heart rate stops,
right,
or is it irregular,
right,
will it call 911 and tell them your location?
You know,
that'd be really helpful if it would. That's the thing with the epilepsy app.
Yeah,
that's why
Addie's got an iWatch.
Addie's got a watch too, and we thought that the John Hopkins app would actually alert another family member if mm-hmm. they saw a change in your heart rate.
Right.
Well, that's not what it is. You have to log that information. And
it's not instantaneous.
It's not instantaneous. Okay. So it's actually a way. Yeah, it should be. You would assume
it
would.
And it will. It'll get there.
It'll get there. But there is a watch. So it's not a watch at all. It's actually a monitoring device that you wear at the same place you would wear a watch. And that is the one that actually could send information
to a
family member.
I'm sure Bob and I had a conversation, obviously, late last year. And we just, because Bob and I were kind of the techies, and he would get stuff and mm-hmm. he'd tell me about this, you know, but if you can think of it, Apple or whoever, it can be done. You
right.
know, who would have thought that you're walking through, you know, Forever 21 and you hear a song on above your head and mm-hmm. you hold your phone up.
Right.
Which is what Chicky does when he takes Addie shopping.
That's exactly right. And I go, wow, this is a good song. You hold your phone up, and it's the title.
And that's old technology.
That is
right,
old.
Yeah, Shazam. Right. It knows every song, too.
Oh, it's amazing.
I YouTubed, popular Pakistani artists.
Yes.
And I found the most obscure Pakistani artist. Played it, and my iPhone just goes, oh, this is blah, blah, blah. And it was, insane.
Knew,
yeah, I knew right away.
Is there any reason why we should be concerned that you were wondering about Pakistani artists?
I just think ISIS has a pretty good model. I don't know. I just they have a good healthcare package.
Better than the one you have now.
Yeah,
and allegedly, a really nice post-life package.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The
all the virgins.
30,
sure,
the 30
whatever.
Virgins
this,
whatever.
So speaking of Apple, the woman, she's head of, do you know who that is? Mm-mm. She used to be head of Burberry.
Oh, she's from...
Now she's Apple's...
She's Apple's...
CEO
yeah,
right
she, well, no. she's... I think she's in, head of sales, senior vice president of retail and online stores.
Okay, retail, mm-hmm.
Her
yes.
name is Angela... I don't know how you do that last name.
Is she married?
Wow, it looks like a foreign name.
She's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
A-H-R-E-N-D-T-S.
Hernandez.
Hernandez. So, but she's a New Pal grad.
What?
Yep.
She went to New Palestine.
Born and raised in New Palestine.
God, there really needs to be a New Pal Hall of Fame.
There should be.
You know what? We need to talk to her if she wants to sponsor a little up-and-coming podcast.
Maybe she does. Maybe Apple.
For right now,
yes, Apple will sponsor our podcast.
That for right now is a cult podcast. Mm-hmm.
The Apple Studios.
There it.
From the Apple Studios.
Wow.
There's a MacBook right here.
We could call Macintosh Apple. And
yeah,
or,
I know a lady.
Or Michigan.
A lady at the Apple store, the local Apple store.
Uh-huh.
That's like real apples that you eat.
Yeah.
Maybe they could sponsor that. And we could fake trick people into thinking this is bigger than it is.
Surprise.
The Braeburn. Oh, it's the Braeburn. It's
Be
the Fuji.
Dishonest.
It's the
Stop
Fuji
it.
Studios.
Fuji. Mm-hmm.
It's the RCA Studios. It's mm-hmm. the.
But there's a lot of people from New Pal. You'd be sure.
I'm not surprised.
We have an NFL player.
Not,
we have a
surprised.
We have a Super Bowl winning NFL player that graduated from New Pal and was a Washington Redskin.
Yep.
Yep.
We mm-hmm. saw him.
Todd Yoder.
You know what?
Yodes.
That is a great story.
Todd Yoder, yeah.
We went to a Redskins game, Redskins Bears, right?
I think so.
And
it was a Thursday night game or a Monday night game, something like that.
It was night.
It was night.
It was nighttime. I know that. It was nighttime. And we were, Jeff, you'll enjoy this story.
Yeah, Jeff will enjoy this story.
I'm listening.
Jess and I are in the tunnel where the players come out, and mm-hmm. it's me. And keep in mind, look around you. See all the Redskins stuff. We're in the tunnel. We're standing next to Joe Theismann
mm-hmm.
and John Riggins. And it's a celebration of the...
I feel like my spot was wasted, that there was someone much more deserving to be in that tunnel.
Until Todd Yoder trotted
I
out.
I said, oh my God, I went to high high school with him. And so, he's running out on the field to play an NFL game.
And did he not look giant?
He is giant.
I mean, he was a foot taller than me. I mean, and that's accounting for cleats. I mean, he was a big
fucking guy. He won a
Super Bowl with Tampa Bay, I think.
He did.
In 2001?
Yeah.
I think you're right on that.
I thought he was younger than that.
I didn't realize that.
And so I see him trotting out, and Joe's there,
and I go.
Yeah, and I yell.
And I, no, I yelled.
I know you did.
New Palestine!
Yeah.
And he holds his finger up, number one, as he's trotting out onto the field.
Waves it in the air.
But they were there celebrating the top 10 Redskins. Top 10 moments in Redskins history, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, number one is 70 Chip. That's the name of the play where Riggins goes left. And it was fourth and one in the Super Bowl 17 against the Miami Dolphins. And not only does he get the one, he gets the touchdown. And we go on to win our first Super Bowl.
I don't love anything that much that I would be able to remember. Like, I can barely remember top 10 moments in my child's life.
I don't understand that.
Top 10. What don't you understand?
I know Super Bowl 17, 22, 26.
What do you know better than that?
And as I'm talking, I get a Redskins update.
That's true.
I
mean,
what do you know as well as that? Do you know anything? Are you as well-versed in anything?
Atomic bomb stuff.
That's what's unfortunate is that you actually, I mean, you enjoy the Redskins stuff for some reason.
Yeah.
But you actually, when I said that out loud, I was like, he knows everything. Like, you could say
something. I don't know everything.
You know a lot of stuff.
Let's just eliminate Redskins.
You would be hard pressed to mention a name because I get this all the time, and they'll go, "Busy Farnsworth," you know,
right?
And I'll go,
and you'll know.
And I'll go. They go. He played tight end with the Redskins in '89. I go, I don't think so.
Like, and, you can play a game with Chick and say Redskin actor or musician, and just throw out 200 names, and he would know where to put them. And he could say something, you know, so-and-so.
Really?
Yes, actors. I've never seen anyone.
It's unreal.
He doesn't even realize it.
I like movies.
Yeah, you like the move.
Yeah.
The moves.
I like
films.
Films, yes.
Please.
Those.
Films, favorite film of...
Talkies?
You know what?
Talkies?
Finally, they got Wise, and they put up on, I'm not sure which one of the HBOs or one of the Stars. I'm not. It must be the HBO. It's called The Godfather Epic.
Yeah,
and
we're watching it at home. Max has never seen The Godfather. No,
they mush them
all together like one big movie.
But they put it in chronological order, more or less, and one and two. They forget three, of course.
Okay.
And and it's like 7 hours
even
long.
They know. Yeah.
But I can't wait. Probably late Friday afternoon to Saturday morning, I'm going to watch the whole 7 hours.
All right.
And it's really, I mean, I don't
but
know
it really
if it's
throws you when you're
sanction,
watching. Yeah,
but,
when you watch it.
Yeah. You forget where two starts right at the beginning.
Right. So I didn't realize that. So we're watching it with Max, and I'm just like, this was what? Like, I don't remember. No, this isn't how this happened. And then I was like, well, it's in order, so I don't know. I didn't realize that that's what they had done.
It's a Godfather epic.
Couldn't you just watch Godfather 1 and then take it out and then put Godfather 2
in?
No, here's
the
thing, though.
You have to watch Godfather 2.
They take sections of it.
Oh, okay.
Here's
what you're saying.
Here's something else that'll blow your mind. Another movie that changed everything, Pulp Fiction. As much as a friend of mine will say, Pulp Fiction's horseshit. That's the worst movie ever.
That's adorable that you're saying a friend of mine.
Yeah, sorry. Greatest movie ever.
About.
One of the greatest movies ever. Changed the way movies are made. You know how Pulp Fiction is out of sequence, right?
No, I've never watched it.
You never seen it?
Mm-mm. Nope. Never watched it.
Are you fucking shitting me?
I've seen scenes.
I think I was too young when I saw it because I didn't get it initially.
Anyway, Pulp Fiction is out of sequence.
Yeah.
And there is a guy I know, Michael, 40. He,
Does he go by Michael Young?
Not now, I don't
think.
Yeah,
he still does.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he put it in sequence because it's all out of sequence.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
On his LaserDisc player.
So how was it, you know, was it a different experience? Is it a different movie?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a different movie. I mean, I like it. Obviously, I like it the way that it was released.
I love the Seinfeld that
goes
backwards. I mean, the scenes go forward, but then you go back, forward, back, forward.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. It's a wedding, right? I think it's a wedding episode. Was it Suella Mishki or something? Did she get married
Suella
to some
Mishki
Indian
goes
guy?
To India.
India.
It's horrible. Don't go there.
To get married. Okay, we're going to need to take a picture because Greg Hahn just texted me.
Oh, that didn't feel right.
He wants to know where his chick's vodka is.
Uh-oh.
So everybody,
he's a drinker?
What the heck?
No, I think he's using it to get laid.
No. A glass of crazy. He loves chicks. He loves vodka.
A glass of crazy.
That's what
to
he calls
give
it.
To women.
A glass of crazy. Lean in.
All right.
There we are. Okay, everybody. All right. There we go. And I'm going to text him back.
Just tell him, imagine you're in the picture.
That's, nice. Very nice. Include him, right?
No. Imagine you, chick, is in the
picture. Oh, imagine
you're not
me in the picture.
In the picture.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Have you been out on the deck lately? You look a little, getting a little tan.
I had.
Or just walked to your
just
car.
Just know it's mowing the grass.
Oh, that's what I saw.
Grass.
Yeah.
If I'm outside, I'm, yeah.
Both of you haircuts yesterday, grass cut today.
You and I haircut.
Maniac.
Josh Arnold haircut.
Uh-huh.
Tom haircut.
Who has it? What?
You know they charge Tom the regular price to get my haircut.
Who does?
Whoever cuts his hair.
It's not who cuts my hair.
She doesn't cut it anymore?
She said he stopped coming there over a year ago. Yep.
She lives with the...
This guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
How? He stopped?
He stopped about a year ago, she said.
Huh.
How long has your relationship been with the lady that cuts your hair, or man?
Chick switches with girl, with women. With whoever he's with is who he gets
that's
his haircut.
That's not
with.
True.
That's 100%
true. I'm back
true.
At the barber lounge. I've had the barber lounge since...
The barber lounge?
You had the barber lounge since the previous administration.
And the previous administration
because he could go there
that.
And drink and then she wouldn't
right,
know.
Right, yeah. Oh, I remember hearing about that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you went away, but now you're
no,
back.
No. Here's something. I would go to the barber lounge, get my haircut drunk, and call the woman I was really in love with and talk to her. God. On the phone, it was really.
Well, how did
it was really fun?
Did the other woman know that?
The other woman that knew I was in love with her when I called.
Well, did
her?
She do what you were doing at the time?
When I was drunk and would call her,
uh-huh.
She but caught that, on after I think the second phone call.
Yeah, she's pretty quick like that.
Yeah, she's pretty quick. Yeah.
So what were you saying, Jeff?
I hate you all.
I don't know how you guys got dragged all into that, but
I liked it very much.
Yeah, it was very
Megan,
fun.
The lady that cuts my hair. I've uh-huh. been going to her for...
Million Dollar Megan?
For 9 years, yes.
9 years?
Yeah, that's
nine.
The longest relationship I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So, since you were 16...
I bet Jason can beat us. How long have you been...
Katie is my daughter.
Right,
Katie is 12. So I met Penny. Who cuts my hair right then. I think a year
isn't
later.
Best,
Penny.
Is that the
awesome.
Best hair
she's,
name?
She's probably 11 years.
11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Penny oh, wow. Love.
She's great.
Penny
I have. I am like a serial monogamist when it comes to my hair salon, my hair lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go for a couple of years and then I disappear. I'm gone. She
really?
Gone.
She gone.
You had one of your really good friends did your hair for a while, right?
Yeah, well, she was my best friend in the sixth grade. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only one I remember.
Okay. Didn't I go to her at one point?
No.
Out on 52?
No, I don't think you ever went to
What's
her.
What's the name of that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Worst haircut ever got was at like a Great Clips.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, I walked out of there like, oh, this is what it looks like when you get a Flowbee.
Mm-hmm.
On your hair.
Oh.
It was terrible. And you can't mess this up.
No, you really can't.
There's not much to it.
You've got...
Jeff.
I can't hear anything.
I can't hear anything. Off. Oh, God.
Yeah, turn it upside down. That works.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Jeez.
Is this still recording?
Are we recording?
Yes.
Do we leave this?
This is...
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know what happened.
You know, if you guys don't want me,
it's right here.
Anymore,
it's in there.
I
no,
it's
no,
in
the
there.
Power.
Oh, power. Oh, there it is.
I can't.
Yeah.
There we are.
All right. We need to.
Is it
Jesus
over?
Christ, Vibbert.
Is
it's fine.
Over?
This is kind of a half-ass operation.
No,
let's be honest.
No. Don't say that.
And there's cables everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jeffy kind of kicked and
well,
pulled
my,
one.
My cable is tied in a noose.
Chick
it's
did
very
that.
Short. No,
that
it was me.
My fault.
Okay.
No, that was my
well,
fault.
Well, no, undo
I'm,
it.
I was trying to find a comfortable position. I'm sorry, everybody.
Undo it.
We have yet to have a guest on this new podcast.
We don't need a guest. Look at this. This is
who wants to come
this is magic.
Who wants to come in here?
Did you know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
Should I open up a new topic?
Yeah, please.
I heard that Caitlyn Jenner is having gender regret and wants to go back to Bruce Jenner.
When you say go back to Bruce Jenner, I'm like, oh, so they're getting back together? And then I'm like, hold on, that's the same person.
I know you're kidding. Do you think this is a ploy? And I know you're not going to think where you're not going to guess where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he didn't care for his original God-given
penis
unit. Oh. So this is his excuse to then go away from it and then get an upgrade.
How would that work?
Well, you get a new one, right? Or no?
No, you can't get a. You can't just get a new one.
What, like a new implants. Name or a new wiener? What are we doing?
A new wiener, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He hasn't.
You can't
he
get
has,
a new one?
No,
wait
he hasn't.
A minute. You can get a new wiener?
He no. hasn't done any gender re-specification. I'm not real sure what it's called. Surgeries yet.
Can I get the specs on that?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so what we're saying is she still has a penis. She has breasts, right?
I don't know. I don't think there's been any surgery other than hormonal.
Hormonal.
And maybe mm-hmm. the shaving of the Adam's apple right
so
here.
So there's still the donger?
Oh, I mean, you mean.
Oh, yeah.
You mean not the shaving of a beard, but the shaving of the actual
the Adam's apple. Yeah, I don't know.
That's it? Fact,
I don't think she. No, because I think that there has to be. I think by law, there has to be some very specific.
By law?
I'm sorry, but I think so, that there has to be some specific, maybe some counseling and some other steps made before they just go in and cut your willy and tuck it up in there. I just.
Oh, no. They don't. You guys know that, right?
No, they fillet it.
Yeah, they fillet
it. They fillet it. Open it up.
And push it in.
And push it like it goes up and there's some that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Get up in there.
Because the glans penis, that's the helmet. That is the part that is most like the clitoris. And
well, everyone starts as a woman. Right. Everyone starts as female.
I've heard that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're given a lobotomy, you become a guy.
Oh, see, that's funny.
Then they add.
But here's the other thing. But chromosome? I thought Caitlyn Jenner was going to pose nude on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
I think that's still, I think it's done. That's still a go. That's still a go. Yeah.
So I guess we'll all know then what's what.
Well, they cover it. Yeah.
I know they don't show the bottom part. But this isn't
about
Canada.
It. But yeah. Think about it. Think of all the divorces in the United States.
All right, hold on. Let's think.
What, am I in this room? No. What are we doing?
Think of all, I'll throw everybody off. Wouldn't it be natural for her to have a little bit of regret? I mean, when you buy an expensive car.
Exactly.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's always buyers.
Buyer's remorse.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, obviously, we all know what issues I have with commitment. But there's no way. There's absolutely no way.
I'm writing a book on her issues about it.
I wonder where that started.
What's your pen name?
Woe Was Me. I'm hanging in there, Jeff. I'm trying, brother.
Trying. Fighting the good fight. I don't know. I'm just saying. So if you're posing nude and you don't have fake breasts and you're not going to show your... regions
so what
southern,
what would it
your
take,
southern comfort what do you what is she going to show
what would oh, it like take that. What would it take from a practical standpoint what would it take for
what makes
her
you naked
what for her to go back to him a haircut
yeah
other than the Adam's apple thing
hormones?
I don't know if that's true yeah but she has taken hormones
just stop
right?
taking them but I feel like that you're I don't know how that works that it doesn't seem like it's an easy fix
if you're gonna I don't know. You know what? There's some pictures from high school that could suggest that I was not female. I'm going to tell you. Like, I had a buzz cut and
flannel.
I was pretty. Yeah, I was pretty.
And
But there's a range of someone's life that you let those things go. I don't think you judge
someone.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
Not judge, but not make a guess.
I think mine
what was. What gender or what sort of sex you are, or what even your sexual orientation is.
Yeah. I don't know. I was listening to a lot of Mary Chapin Carpenter back then.
She's not a lesbian though, right?
No, but I think
why do they flock to her?
I love her music.
I love her music.
You do love her music?
She's great.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the day when you two disagree on something.
Oh, he disagrees all the time. He just doesn't say it out loud.
Oh, that's true.
We disagree on a giant issue. I'd like to if you'd like to.
I can mute the mics and we can
see.
Hey, you guys, speaking of, now we're talking about country music.
If you look at something
and
you go, it's a dipshit. And,
we were listening. I was, speaking of country music, I watched I'll Be Me. The Glenn, the
that's a great documentary.
Pretty new.
Oh, and no, actually, it was. I don't know when it was.
A couple
released.
Years ago, probably.
Okay,
I think it was released in 14, but it was recorded in 11 and 12.
It, you know what I like?
Oh my god! If you've never, I mean, I don't know if anybody's experienced anyone with Alzheimer's.
A good documentary.
Oh Jesus!
My wife riveted.
Works with the gal every week. Yeah.
You are riveted and don't want to look away. And Glenn Campbell and. And I don't know if it had anything to do with I grew up with Glenn Campbell. I mean, he had the Glenn Campbell.
Your parents were fans?
Big fans and an incredible guitarist. And
oh, yeah, insane guitar. And he had, I mean, he had a huge television show, primetime television show.
The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. Right. Or whatever. And he, no, but in the documentary, you can tell that he wants to minimize how much he's lost.
So whenever they ask him a question like what's today, he's like, I don't need that information.
I don't use it. I don't care what today is.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm looking toward tomorrow.
What was the first president? I don't know. He's like, it's not. He goes, I need the information that I use every day. I don't use it every day, so I forget it.
Right.
And what's
smart is that? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's either insane or it's a coping.
He's coping and he's fooling himself. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And the other thing is that it's what's really crazy. He's 75 years old and he is fit. I mean, motherfucker looks good.
He looks great for 75.
He's beautiful and his voice is not off. I mean, it sounds just as good as it did in the 70s. Everything about him, except what you can't see, is falling apart. I mean, he's a beautiful man. Obviously, he's very talented.
That's a really good way to put it. Yeah, everything you can't see is a mess.
It's a mess. Okay. Yeah. And then I followed it up with, because I kind of went through my
the way
favorites.
Jess does this.
Yeah, I just watched. So then I watched another documentary. I'm going to have to look. Alive Inside. And this is the one where he's actually a social worker, but he also loves tech. And so somehow he marries these things and he ends up bringing music. He gets donated iPods, the little tiny ones, the little square ones. He has those and
Nanos.
He takes those. Yeah, he takes those into assisted living or old folks homes. And he gives these people the gift of music. People who haven't spoke or moved or
this is just a regular guy.
As I said, he's a social worker and he's also this, but so there's somewhere in your brain where music, that's the where you store the music from your history, from your life, is the last place that Alzheimer's attacks.
Oh, wow.
So
that's good to
they
know.
Play this music for these people.
Have you seen this? It's amazing.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Even there's a woman who's bipolar. There's a woman who's bipolar.
She's totally out of it.
I mean, she's still all. I mean, there's times where she's
other
still
than
awful.
When they play a song she likes, she's right back to.
They're so.
She's right
I
back
mean,
to pretty
it's,
much normal.
It's something that like people who absolutely didn't speak before and couldn't recognize their own daughter, and they play music from some part of their life. And they go, oh my God. And it just, they're immediately able to recall information and memories and places that they weren't able to recall before. It was nuts. It was absolutely crazy. And it's the same way with Glenn Campbell. Like for him to still be able to pick a banjo and play the guitar and sing these songs, like that was the last of his memory to go.
You know what? Let's play a song and I'm going to go to the bathroom and then we'll be right back.
Is it at half? Volume?
Yes, Jason. It's at half.
What's
now.
The name of this documentary?
Oh, you know what? I'm playing this.
Glenn Campbell's is called I'll Be Me, and then the other one is Alive Inside.
Alive Inside. Gotcha.
And I'm playing this song because we had a lot of requests. A lot of people on Twitter went, what's that song with Eileen in it? Well, it's this, and it's Bob Schneider from the album called Californian. This is The Californian.
You don't know me, but my name's Eileen. Was brought up bad down in New Orleans. telephone pole. Cause you baked my pond to casserole.
Podcast isn't over. Well, yeah, I know.
Oh, we're back. What? We need to edit right up.
No, no edit. There's no edit.
I'm sorry.
Mouthful of food. My hands are wet because somebody doesn't have a hand towel in the bathroom.
That bathroom is never used.
Three people just used it in 5 minutes.
God. It's about to get used.
It's going to get abused.
You're going to need more than a hand towel.
Damn.
Hey, did you guys know Chick got new underwear?
I saw it yesterday, actually. Not on him.
I bought it before I went to lunch with him and Josh. I went to Raleigh next door. And
when you said it was camouflage, I didn't know.
You know what?
You meant like Desert Storm camouflage.
Digital camo.
Digital, not Desert Storm.
If... you know, this might, because I love the people at Raleigh, and they really are nice to me for whatever reason.
How do you spell
reason.
Raleigh?
What is R-A-L-E-I-G-H?
Like the place?
Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina, right?
Mm.
Oh,
you
know
okay.
Raleigh? No, I know a guy named Raleigh.
I don't know anybody in North Carolina.
Fucking liar.
R-A-W-L-E-Y.
Raleigh McCormick?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you know what you should do? If you're hearing
his last name?
No, first name's Raleigh.
If you're hearing this podcast, go into Raleigh Limited and go, hey, I heard Chick McGee and Jess and Jason and Jeff on the Off the Air podcast. Why don't you guys start sponsoring the Off the Air podcast and see
what would benefit from that other than you?
Raleigh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they have shoes in there that are $800, $850.
How many pairs do you have?
I don't yet. But maybe one
of these. Raleigh Studios. That's not a bad. Not a bad sponsor.
Well, that... Oh, my God. There's too much Chick's vodka in that, if that's possible. Is Nora okay?
She's fine.
Okay.
I like the tough... You're kind of a tough love dad, right?
She needs to learn that I can be out of the room.
You guys are really bonded,
right? You can be in the same
right?
place, but be not in the same room.
Right.
You guys are very bonded.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's... Yeah. We're inseparable.
It took me a while. Monkey and I obviously are bonded, but when Ruby came to live with us, Ruby was kind of the outsider.
No, she's not.
And now Ruby is...
Now Monkey's the outsider.
Can Monkey hear this?
Because she's dumb.
Ruby is my favorite, I got to tell you. I mean, Monkey is a beautiful dog and is sweet, but...
Now, you know what, Monkey? It reminds me of... Have you guys seen 16 Candles?
How old were you when that came out?
Oh, like three or four,
yeah.
But Molly Ringwald...
It's a chick flick,
it is,
right?
It is,
yeah.
It is.
I don't
But do you guys remember... But do you remember she's... I think she's getting married. Is she getting married in that?
No, her sister's getting
That's
married.
What I'm saying, her sister. So it's like right. her... So
her dippy sister.
Yeah, so... Monkey is like the sister in 16 Candles.
That's true.
Okay. And Ruby is Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, that's true. Ruby
like quirky
is
quirky and cute, and you're not sure why, but yeah.
But that's the one you would rather hang out with.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Ruby is smarter than Monkey and I put together.
Yeah, I feel bad because once you start touching Ruby, Monkey wants in on that, and right. Monkey almost hand rapes you. I mean, she's all over you.
You know, I'd never heard the term hand rape.
I just
but
made
I
it
guess
up.
That's
but,
sorry. I guess that's a thing.
No, it's very much like the what's the word? Like when you got one stripper and she sees you pull out the bills, and then the other stripper comes. That's how Ruby.
It's very much because Ruby is like 35 pounds and Monkey is 70, and Monkey still wants to get up in the chair with me, but there's no room. But Ruby is like whoop. She's on my lap, and that's where I decided I can't have more than two dogs because I only have two hands, mm-hmm. and they're very Ruby. Our Monkey is very, very jealous, and yeah, I have to be touching both of them at the same time. You need another dog. That's what you need.
Nope.
I almost got the day after the puppy shower that we had. I almost got another dog because the lady that I go to, she was like, "Hey, we have a dog here that
Oh, you told me, yes.
Gets picked on and he won't fend for himself. Yeah. Do you know anyone that would want another dog? And I was like, oh, I'll take, his name was Lloyd. I'll take Lloyd.
Oh, my mom's last husband's name was Lloyd.
Well. Lloyd, oh. Lloyd Christmas. Or
Tell the story about your mom now, how she calls you.
Oh, you guys, she calls me and she called me last night. And she started in, and she had a story, and I was like, God, this has gone on for a really long time. I haven't said anything. And then I was like, Mom. Yeah. I'm not recording right now. I mean, it sounds like you wrote a stellar
she
10
thinks,
minutes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I am not recording. I am driving home.
She's got stage time now.
From That's the tattoo shop.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I really appreciate what you've done here. You put some mm-hmm. good time into it.
We need to get a picture of your tattoo and put it up on
chickpeview.com.
Nah,
no.
Not yet?
No,
not yet. How many more visits do you have?
I've got one more visit, so I did white ink over
you
black
know, that's
this
very,
time.
That's very bridal looking. You know what I mean? It's like lacy and...
I don't want to get married
No,
ever.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you, Jeff, you think, help Jeff? Me.
It throws me off because of the shirt you're wearing. Because it looks
matches.
So similar.
It literally
yeah.
matches. And I almost changed shirts, but I got a new shirt. And all it is like eyelashes and kissy mouth on the other shirt. So, but it looked... But the eyelashes hit me where it looks like it's on my boobs.
Right, yeah. right, right.
So it's like
that's
curved.
Intentional, right?
I don't know, but I thought I got to change shirts. I changed this shirt.
And
I ran out.
Right on the titty.
Things boys laugh at.
Titties.
That's my that and pecker are my two favorite words.
Hey, if you want to go back in the archives of the Off the Air podcast, Tim Cavanaugh still, I don't know what
oh,
number
yeah.
it is.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
But him saying itty bitty titty committee, it's.
He really literally.
Great guy.
He's one of my favorite people.
He really is.
He's so funny. I just love him. I love him. We need to actually do like a tour and revisit some of the people that I would like to have him back on.
Okay.
I would like to have him back on.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have.
Who else would you like to have back on?
I don't know. Who else would you like to have back on?
I'd like to have Stephen Lynch back on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I would love to have Stephen.
And he could be, I think he might have a new album or something, a new tour coming
because
up.
Stephen and I kind of sort of bonded because That was one of my favorite moments as an adult when we were in the hallway, and I said, "Steven, not only is your music funny, the lyrics are funny, but the music is just
beautiful,
wonderful."
Yeah.
I don't know if you are aware of this, but there's an artist named Ryan Adams, and he has a new album at the time called Ashes and Fire. And he grabs me by both arms, and he goes, "I listened to that before I wrote this album, and I based it all on
that." Oh, my gosh.
And we immediately bonded. No, this was like in the hallway.
Yeah, I didn't. I was sort of there.
Yeah, and I went to his. Did you go with me to that?
I was there when he did his live
Stephen
show.
Lynch, with the live the, show with Charlie. What's his fittle player name? Charlie
King,
Drake. Charlie King.
Yeah, Charlie
That's
King.
It. Charlie King.
And. His singer lady.
Courtney J. I'm actually on Courtney J. Courtney J. does a gospel brunch. I don't know if this is all the time.
I don't know where that is,
but it's in
right?
Nashville. It's actually at Third Man Records in the Blue Room. And Third Man Records is Jack
White. That's Jack.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I did not know that.
And if we could just come back to Beyonce, because that's where it all comes back to.
The Queen Bee.
Her and Jack White and their collaboration on the new album.
Man, it's a pretty good song.
Pardon me, Jeff. Beyonce, has she sold two nights out at Soldier Field?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Pearl Jam's done that, or Wrigley Field.
Yeah, Wrigley's a little smaller
than
Soldier Field.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Two nights, Soldier Field.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Which, your Caitlin is getting ready to go to Nashville, to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
At the football stadium, I assume?
What's she doing in Nashville?
I assume Beyonce's playing.
I'd assume so.
Mm-hmm.
And you did not get to see her, right?
I didn't. We had a rough week that week. I couldn't go. We were supposed to go to Atlanta with Ms. Pat, which is, it feels like a bucket list item to say you went to a Beyonce concert in Atlanta with Ms. Pat.
Yeah.
It didn't happen, but.
Where in Atlanta is Ms. Pat from? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
I think she's from, I want to say she's from here. But she goes
her
to Atlanta
from
a lot.
Her family's from Atlanta. She gets her hair done in Atlanta.
Well, maybe she's from Atlanta.
I'm guessing from the hood somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And what? I'm sorry? She sold drugs!
Yeah. No,
she got shot!
I know people that live in New Pal that sell drugs.
I would love
to be
I would
hood.
Love to meet a couple people around here in Fisher's.
Chick has to
drugs.
Keep his front door locked. The crime right here
crime
is insane.
Crime rate is out of the, off the...
By the way, I hate your door lock.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hate that. It's right there. There's no space
can
between
I tell
it
you
and
something?
The door.
There's no space
so your fingers
it.
Get
can
pinched.
I tell you, can I tell you something?
This is the last time I'm coming.
The front door is never used. Ever at this
back house. Door guests are best? Is that what's over
well,
the...
I'm just saying.
I have it. I have a sign in my garage that say hippies use the back door.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the
and boys who like boys?
The back door? Is that what you mean?
Why do hippies only use the back door?
I don't know. I think it was at like Hobby Lobby. It's really not that.
Hobby Lobby. They're so progressive.
Yeah, that's so progressive.
If you've never shopped in a Hobby Lobby with Jess.
I haven't been to a Hobby Lobby in a very long time.
I know, right?
Yeah, I kind of stopped it. The Chick-fil-A and all the things, I just kind of knocked it off.
We just had Chick-fil-A last week.
Okay, you don't have to fucking tell everybody. I'm trying to be moral here.
Man, Chick-fil-A and the chicken strips. Not the nuggets, the strips.
Oh, act like you don't fucking get the strips and the nuggets and the sandwich.
You know who has good chicken tenders?
I can't look at you the same now.
He gets all three. He does what I do at Taco Bell.
Hardee's has like the best
chicken strips, hands down. The honey mustard.
That's right. Yeah,
I agree.
I've never had it.
Their commercials are a bit disgusting
better than
and very sexist, but their chicken.
Their chicken is really good.
I realize what's going on with Chick-fil-A and Sundays and the homosexual community. I'm sorry. I feel your struggle. Am I drunker and drunker? No, the point is they've got a great product, and I'll give you $10 for your struggle, but I'm going to go buy some. I spend at Chick-fil-A, I will donate to the homosexual community. How's that?
What does that mean?
Where do you make that check out to?
Yeah. Who is that to?
I don't
know. I think you mean LGBT.
Yes, all of them.
Yeah.
Just make the check out to Elton John and send it to him.
I love he cares so much. He said, yeah.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, when you're making out checks to all the ex-wives, you just make a check out to all the LGBTs, too.
That ain't happening.
Oh, yeah, you don't do that anymore.
That last one went out 4 days ago, as far as anything connected with.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Right.
We could all give a moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, leading up to
your daughter's graduation.
Weekend, do we talk about this? We probably have time. That's probably our last little thing. Can we?
So, on Saturday morning, you're making the trip to Chicago, correct? Mm-hmm. In celebration of...
No. I am... I can't tell you how... proud I am of my youngest daughter. She is amazing. Thanks, Jason. And no, she really is.
She's worked really hard for the last 4 years.
She's worked very hard, and like anyone graduating from college, she's going to the alarm clock's going to wake her up one morning, and she's going to go, "Oh, this is the real world."
That's a part of it.
But I don't know why or, you know.
If we could just recognize for a split second that your children have all had different paths and you're equally proud of your son
absolutely.
And where he is right
and
now.
And my oldest daughter is a great mom. Right. And if she were speaking to me, I'd tell her that.
Right.
But my point is, if I were going to get another tattoo, I think I should. Is it me?
really?
Or at the back of my neck. No, I...
So you get to go to graduation this weekend.
Yes, and I have one ticket.
You have one ticket.
And for me.
For you.
And there is someone else very important in my life that I'd like to take with me.
Right.
And that person would like to go. Words aren't said, but a climate is presented.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that would discourage a desired behavior on behalf of that person. That
sure.
I don't want to face this, you know. But I don't want to talk about it with that person. But we know that he's going to do, in their minds, the right thing. And my point is,
and by the right thing, that means not bringing anyone with you.
Not bringing anyone with you. I got one ticket.
Mm-hmm. So it was clear that it wasn't
and
Chick
I don't
McGee
want,
plus one.
I don't want... Jesus.
Was it even presented to you like, oh, we did you a favor. We got you a ticket. So
no,
they
it,
feel
it,
good about themselves?
It was always, here's a ticket.
Okay.
There's going to be one ticket. Yeah. And...
Just so it's clear, the guest that you would have brought said maybe you had two tickets... She ain't scared. She's just being respectful.
No, she's not scared at all. No, but she's respecting the situation and realizes...
That it's a celebration for your daughter.
That, like Muhammad Ali, she's going to pick her spot, okay? And right now ain't the spot, and she realizes that.
Okay, so my question is, are there going to be other people that have tickets who might
That's
not necessarily be in the level of being deserving to go and not necessarily associated closely with someone who perhaps might have helped pay for the school?
I would have, I understand that too. There's one ticket for that other person. I realized that they were 50% with me as far as
payment
on whatever you want. And I even go farther in saying, and there's another ticket for another person that
has been present
and is very active in my daughter's life. I understand all that, and I don't. But somehow, there's like three or four popping up.
Oh my!
So it's me and myself and I, and there's two-thirds. Man, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to. Two-thirds of my ex-wife's going to be there. And I'm going to say three or four of their guests and just me. And I have upset the earth and its rotation by saying, you know what? I'm going to come in for the graduation. I'm going to hug. We're going to take the pictures. I'm going to tell her how proud I am, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get some pictures of me and her, and I'm heading back, you know.
Deuces.
I'm out, you know. I'm not going to, you know, come in Friday early for some party that's going to be at some apartment that was rented and I was invited to, and Saturday all day, there's going to be this, you know, it's, I don't understand how they can't look at the situation and go, wow, that might be kind of awkward for him.
Right.
You know, and
being an adult,
it's not
about you.
It's not about me, and it's not about...
If you want to, we can have a party that said, yeah, you mailed the last college check. Yeah.
I'll be at that party.
We'll come to that party.
We could have a hell of a party.
We could have a hell of a party. We can celebrate you.
Invite her down here.
No, that is our party. The tiny glowing ember in my heart that one of these days we're going to have the best little celebration over here at Aurelio's Pizza, if it ever fucking opens. we're going to have a nice time. That's all I know.
Can I possibly cross the line here?
Sure.
Would you have her in here with us?
I would love for. I mean, she listens to the podcast,
okay,
and I'm sure she'd love to be in here.
That would be fun.
I've never been around her.
Well, you have until
prior to her dad and I living together. That's the only time I'd ever been around her since Chick and I have been together and broken up and become friends and co-hosts and all those things. I haven't been around any.
God
of
damn
children.
It, Dave! Quit mowing your lawn. Turn that shit off.
I thought it was a thunderstorm.
No, I mean, you guys know, and you guys are much more in touch with this world than I am. But because I never went to college, I never, I was like in the workforce, I was a radio or whatever. It's not like I was laying asphalt. But there's a mentality that exists. You guys know this, that when you're in college, the things that seem unbelievably important and, oh my God, this is, can you believe that Jeff had a dog who brought into the apartment and we didn't have a house meeting? I mean, it's just, and that's where some people are. Real life is going to step in and give whoever is affected by this a really big hello as far as the way the real world works and a real world works, mm-hmm, and how people are affected by, mm-hmm, you know, and you have to compromise and you have to... more than 50% sometimes. And you know, people who are coming out of college,
Do you think that that's more apparent right now in the generation, this age group, like say...
Man, I think so. You know, but that's the...
Like five plus or so.
That's the overriding quote in the history of the world.
Right.
The first thing you worry... The first sign of age is worrying about the declining morality of our youth. And, you know, everybody's concerned about the LGBTs and whose restaurant we're using. Whose restroom. Yeah, yeah, you know. And everybody's given plenty of room. And if Jeff wants to dress like Jafina and go into the ladies' restroom, and, you know, that's fine. There's so many things that you have to compromise being an adult and living in a real world that it's almost... devastating, and you really have to sell out to the man sometimes, mm-hmm, and you really have to play the game, and you really have, mm-hmm, to compromise. And it's
I think
time?
That's really apparent almost in every aspect of your life right now.
But the
and
fresher,
I'm not attacking you.
I get it. No,
but
no,
I mean
get
professionally,
it.
Personally,
right,
with your
right,
children,
right,
everywhere you
right,
are having, you are making the. Like, I'm not putting
it
you up on a cross
to me,
here.
No. It seems to me like I am making the allowances.
All the sacrifices.
And the
yeah,
sacrifices and the compromises. And,
yeah,
you know, if one
but
of my
you're
ex...
still the asshole.
One of my ex-wives would not be allowed to invite her friend who met my daughter at Christmas 4 years ago. If she wasn't allowed to be at graduation, the whole fucking world would collapse. And that's not really
But when
case.
Push comes to shove, haven't you always just... given them what they wanted?
We have always had that conversation. As long as I'm the one that's uncomfortable,
everybody else is
everybody
happy.
Else is fine.
Right.
And And that's kind of bullshit, you know? And when do I stand up and go, you know what?
I don't know. When do you?
I right this minute. Right this minute.
Maybe at the end of the month.
Yeah, maybe so. Where's my Chicks Vodka? Hey, a big announcement coming up for Chicks Vodka very soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Do you find that a little odd that you get drunk on yourself? Is that sort of a...
Do I get drunk on myself?
Yeah.
Oh, and when I go and order...
Yeah, is that a metaphor?
We were at a comedy club, and he tells the waitress, yeah. He goes, I'll have myself with an orange or whatever.
Give me a me and soda and orange.
Mm-hmm. She thought that was adorable.
Well, you know what... You know what Hunter Thompson said?
What?
I don't drink as much, and I read a lot more than people would think.
Oh, so, sure, sure.
I'm just saying.
This is before the shotgun, right?
Wait, Hunter Thompson. I was thinking of Ernest Hemingway, right? Drunk, Ernest Hemingway. Sober.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Two shotguns. Yep.
You reach a certain
Speaking
level.
Speaking of another, did we talk about this? Did you guys, have you watched?
Hemingway, I watched that.
Did you watch it?
You know what? You can watch it on YouTube.
Okay, yeah. Muriel Hemingway also has a documentary that I just watched. And I think is it Chasing Crazy or Running From Crazy? I'm going to have to look it up.
But I searched Ernest Hemingway biography on YouTube and it came up.
Okay, it's not a biography on him though. Actually, it kind of is. No, it actually is more about his granddaughters. It's the three of them. Muffy.
Because Margot Hemingway.
Muffy,
also,
yeah. Uh-huh. Muffy, Margot, and Muriel.
Yep, that's true.
And Margot killed herself, but yeah.
I had a friend who tried to set me up with another friend, but her name was Marla, and that weirded me out.
Marla?
Marla.
Marla, like from A League of Their Own.
I haven't seen
it. Marla Hooch.
Marla Hooch.
There's no crying in baseball, but I haven't seen A League of Their
and
Own.
You've
never seen A League of Their Own?
Nope.
They take a picture Jeffy. Of him from way
You've
far away.
You've never seen Pulp Fiction. Don't get on me
no,
about
it's
that.
Completely different.
No, that's
they're exactly the same. It's movie. Different. Okay, yeah.
It's not exactly the same okay, movie.
The Gimp in the Closet.
We
yes.
do disagree every now.
My
and
sister
then.
Used to say, "Those tires in that car are exactly like ours, but they're different."
Yeah.
That was her say. She said that for everything.
For everything,
it's exactly like it, but it's different.
It's exactly, but it's different.
So those two are exactly like.
Mm-hmm. They're exactly but they're different.
Tom Hanks was wonderful. In A League mm-hmm. of Their Own.
Yeah.
He was awful in Pulp Fiction.
He wasn't in Pulp Fiction.
Exactly. Uh-huh. A lot of people think he wasn't in Pulp Fiction.
So did you know that recently, actually, the women from A League of Their Own all got back together? I think Except for Madonna. And I don't think Rosie O'Donnell was there either. But
The Krabby Girls.
No, Gina Davis looked great.
I have not seen Gina
Davis
in quite a while.
She looked wonderful. Which, when I was a kid, I used to get Gina Davis and the lady from Mermaid.
I think she was the first.
Help me. Daryl Hannah.
Oh, sure. Those two mm-hmm. made me really go, wow, pretty women have really awesome lips.
Yeah. Okay. I go with that.
Tell me about it.
They're also, they also have.
She's got lips like a sofa mm-hmm. when she's strawing on that soda.
Really? What else? Oh, and Roxanne, Daryl Hannah and Daryl Roxanne. Hannah. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I love, which Circle of Life again, Steve Martin was a writer for the Glenn Campbell television show.
Yep. And the Sonny and Cher show and the Smothers Brothers show.
Yeah.
Gina Davis organizes a League of Their Own reunion.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's great.
It's
is it going to be in Evansville?
20 years.
I don't know. They've already been there.
The Rockford Peaches.
They already did it. Oh, that's right.
But she looks great. She's blonde Gina Davis mm-hmm. right now. Yeah.
Okay. Not red hair?
No See, red hair.
That's just,
no?
That's just bullshit.
You don't like it?
No.
Did you look at the picture?
I'm trying.
My gosh.
So what does she look like? She looks like somebody. She kind of looks like Spangle's girlfriend. Gina Davis.
She does.
A little bit.
But
if you
see her as blonde Gina Davis, she does.
But isn't that from the movie? That's a screenshot from the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
How long ago did that movie come out?
Megan Cavanaugh.
1992. Oh,
Megan Cavanaugh was Gina Davis. Megan Cavanaugh was Marla Hooch in
Marla Hooch was also, she was later, she played in a Friends episode. I know that you guys do Seinfeld like I do Friends,
sure.
But she actually was. She was an animal control officer in a Friends episode.
All right.
I know you love that theme song.
Da, da, da. Have you seen the Rembrandts in concert? They do, well, this was a big, because they did, I'll be there for you. That's the Rembrandts. Right. But they start off with some sort of...
That's recently at the reunion.
She looks good.
She looks really good.
They play
great.
Green Acres. They play the Green Acres theme, and then they go into France. Dun, 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 dun.
I lived
that
in a,
is who that is who Spangle's girlfriend looks like.
I'm telling you, right?
It's Gina Davis.
Oh wow, yeah,
that's
she does
nuts.
Look good, yeah.
An older Gina Davis.
That lady down there with this ball.
I know, I don't remember who that was. The she was really old.
Yeah.
Was she like the team mom?
She's experienced. Yeah.
Did you she say balls? Experienced. What are you talking about?
She looked really old in this
Do
picture.
Do you like older women? Is that what you?
Well, Jeffy, we need to set you up with an older brunette.
I've only dated
blonde. Young
open
blonde.
Your mind. Open your mind. You go out on
she
a date.
She only dated exclusively blonde-haired women for a long time.
I brunettes is what I originally dated. My sexual chakras are clogged, and they're detracting brunettes, and they're attracting blondes.
Really?
So I've been drinking green tea to unclog my sexual chakras.
I can get you some oil to do that. I'm being serious.
Tea tree oil?
No, not tea tree oil. So, but is it your root chakra? Because your root chakra is like where your taint is.
You know, I'll say this again, and we talked
where,
about
that's
this.
That's where it is.
I guess it's my sexual chakra.
On that's the some irony right there.
On the Pat McAfee and Sally McAfee podcast, there's a woman out there who wants to tap that ass, and that ass in question is the Jeff Vibbert behind.
Was she what at is, the podcast? No, it's
I don't
a dark. It's
so.
It's a brunette. She's young. I saw her. She tweeted
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone wants this?
Yes.
She said she would tap that Jeff Vibbert ass.
She said her tweet was, I volunteer.
She did say that.
I volunteer to tap that ass.
I volunteer as tribute. I wish we had a Hunger Games where every year people just volunteer to tap this ass.
I've never seen Hunger Games, but I feel like I would be a good way.
I've never seen. Okay, ready? I've never seen Hunger Games. I've never seen Avatar.
Harry Potter. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Harry Potter. I know.
Three
I saw,
for three with you.
I've seen one Harry Potter episode mm-hmm. with my daughter.
Yeah. Episode.
I would like to see.
And I've never seen. What's the other one? The Disney film about snow.
Frozen.
Frozen.
At four
seen
for four.
Snowzen. Never seen
three for four.
Never seen Snowzen. I think I'm too drunk.
I've been watching a lot of Disney movies lately.
Wrap up.
Avatar, I went to see it in IMAX theaters 3D just to be like, I saw it.
Sure.
Right.
Not that great.
It's like a cowboy movie, right?
Yeah, nothing fun
like,
about it.
It made like $2 billion.
That's cool.
Make a lot of money.
That's like The Revenant is a Clint Eastwood movie where they kill his family and he goes after him. It's the same fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it won best picture. Let's do this. We did this. And I'm going to pass out, so I'm going to get real quiet. So we need to wrap up the podcast. Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. Tell your friends and walk into Raleigh Limited at Keystone of the Crossing and go, hey, I heard Chick McGee talking about you guys on the podcast. Give him some cash. And thank you, Jeff Vibbert. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everybody!